with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. While a ceasefire proposal in the Russian-Ukraine war falls through and Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky pushes for direct talks, the war is not diminishing.
President Donald Trump says that Russian President Vladimir Putin told him very strongly in a phone call that he will have to respond to Ukraine's drone attack on Russian airfields. Trump adds that it was a good conversation, but not a conversation that will lead to immediate peace. During a Russian cabinet meeting, Putin called the leadership in Kyiv illegitimate and that Ukraine is conducting acts of terrorism. At a Brussels teleconference, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky urged Western backers to speed up delivery of air defense systems to counter ongoing Russian missile strikes against Ukraine. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Pennsylvania is taking the administration to court over food aid cuts. Jennifer King reports.
Pennsylvania's Democratic Governor Josh Shapiro says the state is suing the U.S. Department of Agriculture in federal court for cutting off funding for food aid.
They made a deal with Pennsylvania and they illegally broke it.
The three-year, $13 million contract was to provide money that the state planned to use to buy cheese, eggs, meat, fruits, and vegetables from farms to stock food banks, school nutrition programs, and child care centers. The cuts come 3 months after the USDA advised states it was ending the pandemic-era assistance program. Governor Shapiro says he's confident the state will win the lawsuit. I'm Jennifer King.
The House Oversight Committee is requesting interviews with members of former President Joe Biden's innermost circle. Oversight Chairman James Comer of Kentucky requested transcribed interviews with five former Biden aides alleging they had participated in a cover-up. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 91 points. This is SRN News. The Southern Baptist Convention tackles pornography.
Delegates to the looming summer convention will be encouraged to adopt a proposed resolution that urges lawmakers across the country to ban all porn outright. The SBC resolution wants, quote, comprehensive laws that ban the creation, publication, hosting, and distribution of pornographic content in all media, and to provide rigorous enforcement mechanisms, including age verification and civil liability. The convention begins Sunday in Dallas. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Paris authorities have launched an investigation after several Jewish sites across the capital were defaced. The vandalism discovered last weekend targeted the Shoah Memorial, two synagogues, and a Jewish restaurant in the city's historic district, as well as a third synagogue. An open can of paint was found nearby, and there's surveillance footage showing an individual dressed in black spraying paint overnight. This is SRN News. The state of Israel and Iran continue to be on edge. The latest from the media lines, Feliz Friedson.
Does Israel have the military ability to destroy the nascent Iranian nuclear machine, with or without American assistance, has again pushed to the head of the most frequently debated list. Encouraged by President Trump's seeming carte blanche to retaliate as the army sees fit, Israelis were shocked in recent days by the president's shift to negotiating an agreement that falls short of the security bar agreed to by most Israelis. The IAEA has picked up the national pulse with its warning that now opines that Iran needs a mere week to reach 90% enrichment. Another ominous voice, former NSC head Amri Dror, repeated his assessment that Israel can do it alone. I'm Felice Friedson, SRN News, Jerusalem.
More details at themedialine.org and srnnews.com.